Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 72 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I am your host, Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I am here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. Now, as we do every week, I'll be talking about through my week in terms of goldmaking, what is going on with the game, and a discussion point. And this week, I'll talk a little bit about the goldmaking endgame and the difference between between BFA and Classic here, because that's actually quite large. So, of course, this podcast is made available by my patrons. If you do want to support the show, you can do so on Patreon, and you'll get, among other things, get access to my full TSM settings, including a couple of unpublished groups. So if you're interested in that, go check it out at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. Without further ado, let's just dive right into my week. We'll start with BFA as we always do. Currently in BFA, I'm sitting at 13.8 million gold. Actually, I have a little bit more. What I just recently realized is that I have a decent amount of gold on some of my main characters on my other account, but it's 13.8 on the banker account. So we'll just stick with reporting that number, even though in reality I have about a million more than that. But this week was pretty great. I had a whopping 3 million gold in sales, which is just amazing. But I did end up going down in liquid gold by about 200,000 gold as I spent 3.2 million gold on BOEs, which is also pretty crazy. But if we're looking at this week overall, amazing. For the first time in a really long time, I managed to get in 3 full repost and shopping sessions for BOE, finally on target there, which is nice. It just really worked out. I mean, 3 million gold in sales in a week, that's amazing. For anyone, for me included, that's way higher than what I usually get. I sold a bunch of BOEs, some expensive ones, but still mostly in the 150 to 200,000 gold range for BFA, or not BFA, but for 8.3 BOEs from Nyalotha. And then I still sell the 8.2 ones for a little less than that, but still a profit. So it's just working out very, very nicely. Not really much to say. This week was my best in a long time in terms of sales volume. And I ended up almost breaking even on BOEs even after spending a crazy amount. So I'm really happy with this. Hopefully next week should be as good. Well, actually it won't, because I'll be traveling this weekend, but that's beside the point. Now let's talk a little bit about the challenge or experiment that I'm running with material flipping, which is a market that I really want to get or find the way to do in 8.3, preferably without having to think about it too much. And we're definitely on to something. I started with 100,000 gold about 25 days ago now. Currently I have about 280,000 gold worth of auctions posted on the auction house. If they sell at the price I have them posted at, then of course I've tripled my gold. But I don't think, we'll see when I get the sales or not. It was on a strong trend, but then yesterday it was really, really small sales day. So we'll just see. What I have done is I've added old world materials and old world consumables to the setup, which is something that Billis and Axia turned me on to. There's something that he's been doing as well. And that's something that's that seems like a really good idea. So that's something we'll stick with going forward. I've gotten some sales there. Profit margins definitely seem higher, but sale rates are significantly lower. But you can easily post very large quantities of a lot of materials. They only take up one post slot with a new auction now, so that's very nice. I expect I'll probably just keep running this experiment. I was originally just going to do it for 30 days. I'll definitely record where I am. I record how well it does every day. But I'm going to keep running for a while longer and see how it evolves. I really want to get some some first-hand knowledge about how these markets that rely on having more gold available, how well they scale. And I definitely need to add more of the old world consumables and stuff like that to groups, because right now I haven't really gone through everything to figure out the best ones, but that's something that I want to do. So let's turn our attention over from... that's it for BFA, so let's take a look at Classic. Currently in WoW Classic, I have 3,500 gold, and I have another 3,500 gold worth of auctions posted. So in terms of what I like to call total value, I'm up 400 gold from last week. I have the same amount of auction house value, but I have 400 more gold on me. So yeah, this was a good week. I did farm to Exalted last week, or rather buy my way to Exalted with the Sandalar tribe. I've started selling the potions now. Mage Blood in particular has been doing really well. Living Action potions have not been worth it so far. And at this point, I'm thinking that they probably never will, because they're just not worth the premium over free action potions. They're much more expensive than free action potions, but they're not that much better. In fact, in many cases, they're worse. So yeah. I've also done some more BOE flipping, especially with the Elemental Mage Staff that I bought one of that flipped really quickly, and then I found more cheap ones and I decided to pull the trigger. I've been flipping those for very thin raise margins now, like 15 gold on the second one, whereas I made like 75 on the first one. But still, some of these world drop BOEs are definitely like probably your best bet for flipping BOEs, which is something I've been running scans for more often. Because right now I'm really feeling that a lot of my markets take a very long time to restock, and I want to move into higher gold per hour methods, because I spend a little too much time crafting. I want to do some more other activities, so I'm going to be looking at most likely removing some potions or elixirs from my crafting rotation, because they take too much time compared to their value. That's something that I really want to do. Now, even still, and I was a little lazy this week. Well, I'm lazy. I'm the lazy gold maker every week, but I was a little lazy this week when it comes to restocking. But I still managed 3,300 gold in sales, so that's sort of the similar level, a little lower than last week, but still quite good. And yeah, my approach has just been working, but it's also been stagnant for a while, which is what I've been talking a little bit about. Like, where do I go from here? What's the next level? That's something I have to figure out. Because I need to figure out what the top or most interesting gold-making end game I can engage in Classic will be. Alright, so that's it for my week. So let's take a little bit of a look at what's going on with the game. There's not too much going on with the game right now, at all, actually. Both for retail and BFA, or retail and Classic, I should say. It's just gonna be the same for the foreseeable future. Now, what is going on with BFA is that there's a reputation buff for the moment. So all reputation gains for Legion and BFA reputations is doubled. And that's on top of the experience buff, which is something that I'll keep all the way until the pre-patch for Shadowlands. So I expect we'll still see a lot of people leveling alts. A lot of people leveling alts, a lot of people working hard on getting their Pathfinder achievements. So yeah, that's gonna be a lot of fun there. So if you're interested, like, now is the time to level an alt, to get some professions going, or to just supply to other people leveling their alts. In Classic, there's not much to say. Like, Phase 4 has been out for a little while. We don't know anything about when Phase 5 and Ankh-Morash is coming. It's in the future. There are some more preparations that I've thought about, and some things that we're going to take a look at eventually on the blog. I have some ideas related to the war effort and the field duty quests, and there are a lot of cool methods you can get into. There are also probably some opportunities right now related to the Cenarion Circle rep items that you can all trade on the auction house. And of course, I wrote about the Sandalar Tribe rep tokens, which is also eventually going to be a potential candidate for flipping. So, that's it for the game. So let's, usually we would take some questions from patrons if we had any, but I don't have any this week either. So that's going to just leave us straight into this week's discussion point. Now, usually I actually write out my thoughts, but this time today, I just want to have a stream of thought and try that. So I haven't really written too much about this, but what I want to talk about is the gold-making endgame. Because there's something about gold making where you're always stretching towards the next goal or the next level. You always want to increase the amount of gold you make on a per day basis or per week or per month. That's something you always have to work on. And you want to get into, eventually, at least me personally, I want to get into the markets where you need a lot of gold to even be there. I like splashing around large sums of gold. I like the idea of having like a very large, widespread crafting or flipping empire where I can, in some sense, like be a big player in the market. Now, I'm not actually that big of a gold maker, but I have, in BFA, I have gold cap twice, and I've done a lot of the things that are in the gold making endgame, at least from my perspective, which is mostly related to very high value items, flipping high value items. Now, of course, there's a lot more gold going around in BFA than Classic. Like, we have been playing on the same servers, or not exactly the same, but we've had an active character since Vanilla, some of us. And we've been generating resources and accumulating them all this time. So there's a lot of gold out and about. More gold gets created every day. So there's just a lot of gold going around. There's not that much gold going around in Classic in comparison. Like in BFA, you have unobtainable items like trading card mounts and stuff like that that actually sell for... I know some of them used to sell for double gold cap, which is crazy because there's nothing in Classic that's even remotely close to anything like that. Like the most expensive items in Classic that are BOE might be approaching like the 10,000 gold mark. Stuff like Tibu's Blazing Longsword, which is on a completely different realm, but that's because there just hasn't been enough inflation in Classic, or not perhaps enough, but the inflation hasn't been running for that long. So there's that. Now, there are also some extremely expensive BOE items in retail, which is what I use as the gold-making endgame. Like, being able to flip high-end, super useful raid gear, being able to just like deciding to buy something that's potentially best in slot for someone on the auction house to try to flip it for a profit. I think that's like a higher watermark of being an extremely rich or extremely like powerful auction house player. In Classic, there's really nothing completely similar. Because BOE flipping in Classic, all BOEs, all items in Classic, or at least all of the epic items, are deterministic in the sense that a Lionheart helm is a Lionheart helm is a Lionheart helm, and the same is true for stuff like tier 1 boots and other BOEs, and or non-crafted BOEs, I should say. So what this means is that it's really easy to price them, because it's just a Fellheart belt. There's no Fellheart belt with the Twilight Devastation corruption or anything like that. So what you want to do is you just price it at the level of other people, and it's very easy because there's probably another Fellheart belt on the auction house already. So for the most part, it's a lot easier, particularly on a large realm where there's likely to be a version of the BOE you want to sell already out for sale. It's very easy to price your BOEs, much easier than in retail. Which makes BOE flipping a much harder market. And also, BOEs are significantly worse in Classic than in retail, at least right now, where corrupted BOEs are just crazy. The best corruptions are like miles above the second best in slot item. for that slot. So these items are selling for a large percentage of a player's gold. They're willing to spend that on that stuff. In Classic, there's really no such thing going on. Most of the BOEs are not best in slot. Some of them are best in slot pre-raid pieces, but very few of them are super powerful in the end game, and that's also affecting the amount people are willing to pay. There are some cooler, lower level epics with various effects, like you have the Hand of Edward Odd. It gives you like a buff to clear cast. There are a bunch of other interesting items that have some sort of niche use in the end game. But overall, another one is Hammer of the Northern Wind with a frost damage proc for Vishidus. But overall, there isn't any super crazy items like that in Classic. The only one that even comes close is the one I mentioned with a T-Boost Blazing Longsword, which sells for a crazy amount. And the other item is perhaps Edgemaster's Handguards, which is a very powerful BOE item that is far and away the best gloves for any warrior that doesn't have weapon skill from their racials. Which means that this item sells for anywhere from 1,500 to 8,000 gold currently. So these are the only items that are even close. So I guess like I would want to get to the point where I can own and even try to control the market for T-Boost Blazing Longswords on my realm or something like that. But ultimately, like this is going to be dominated most likely by people who generate a lot of currency by just doing some sort of inflationary instance farming like Darmol East or Darmol Tribute Runs if you're a hunter. People who can generate a lot of gold from... I mean, we're still in a part of Classic where raw gold farming is a thing, which is just crazy to me. But all of the rich people have just been farming for their gold. All of the very rich people have been no-lifing to some degree. There really isn't... there's still not enough gold to go around to really enable any sort of high-end auction house play, at least not for gear. Now what there's been a lot of controversy on Reddit lately. If you're on the Classic WoW Reddit, you'll have seen a lot of posts about people trading very large amounts of Black Lotus and getting supposedly banned for just doing that. Now they could be telling the truth, like I don't know. It does sound unlikely to me that all of these people have only done a very large scale Black Lotus transaction and nothing else that's suspicious. Of course, there are probably some sort of automated bot systems to ban people. But on the other hand, I've been trading very large amounts of currency between my two accounts for a very long time, both in BFA and Classic, and I've not been hit with anything at all. Now I haven't bought 20 Black Lotuses in one go, so of course there's possibilities. But more interestingly, the Black Lotus and all of these very expensive, that's perhaps the best example of something that you can engage in if you want to get into some sort of gold-making endgame. But this is again a market or an item that you can probably make more manipulating this item by focusing on having a very hardcore farming setup for Black Lotus. Because getting Black Lotus is a lot of work. You need to be very dedicated to farm them, so most of the people who get Black Lotuses are hardcore players who know the value of their item, so there aren't that many options to really profit off of them. And that's generally one of the cases in Classic. Like, a lot of items that are very desirable are very hard to get and requires a lot of dedication to get in some way, which means that the players who get them are typically very knowledgeable, and the players that are more likely to get them, you have the same thing with Edgemaster's Handguards. Like, one of the more reliable, it's not a reliable way, but one of the more likely ways to get this if you're a mage doing a Maradon boosts where you pull the entire dungeon and kill a lot of mobs in the right level range. So probably a significant number of Edgemaster's Handguards items are generated by these players who are very hardcore and know what the item is worth. So that doesn't leave a lot of room for someone who's doing pure auction house based gameplay. But on one side, that's a challenge. On another side, it really just showcases how much classic gold making for me is focused on volume and catering to normal-ish players. And how that's probably the best way to generating gold, but that's also a more time-consuming way. Whereas in BFA, there are so many super high-end items. You have BOEs that I've already talked about, trading card mounts, other super rare transmogs, stuff like the Glorious Leg Guards. And of course, with like the incredible complexity we have after, not perhaps complexity in terms of end gameplay, but just the sheer number of items, crafted items, gear in BFA or Retail WoW that has accumulated over the years throughout all of these expansions. Like, there are so many things in BFA or Retail WoW. There are so many items, so many things you can potentially try to make a profit off of. And there is so much gold going around that that you can make a lot of gold just playing the auction house, and you can trade in the super expensive items. And a lot of these items are also generated by people who aren't particularly hardcore in retail. They're just randomly generated by people doing max level content like LFR or heroic raids, heroic pugs in Nyalatha that'll generate some BOEs, and they won't be sure exactly how much they're worth necessarily. So overall, the end game in gold making, at least as far as the auction house and crafting goes, is essentially more accessible and deeper at the same time in BFA, which is sort of surprising. Whereas in Classic, it's more of an activity-based game. It's more about really being online a lot and trying to corner a specific market or a specific material that has some sort of bottleneck to it. So ultimately, that's something that I personally find a little bit less interesting than just I'm like the passive I'm the calm, non-passionate, just like the logical decision trader. That's how I like to do gold making. That's how my personality trends towards, like, I'm just buying BOEs and selling them without considering that there's a person on the other end of this trade. Like, I'm just playing the market. So I hope this wasn't too rambling. It's a little bit of an experiment. So do let me know how you thought this, like, stream of thought, very non-scripted version went. I'm sure it was all jumbled, but I hope I got some, I shared some interesting thoughts. Overall, I think, I've been thinking lately that I think the gold making endgame is a little more interesting to me in BFA. And right now I've plateaued, but maybe I should just need to change up my stuff in Classic and find something new, some new niche, some new stuff to take advantage of. We'll see. Either way, this is the end of tonight's episode, so I hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you want to read about gold making, do so at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you enjoyed the show and you want to support it, then patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker is the right place to head. And with a massive final thank you to all my patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.